This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Alec Murdoch learns his fate this morning. The AP's Norman Hall.
A South Carolina jury quickly found disgraced attorney Alec Murdoch guilty of murdering his wife and son. The jury took less than 3 hours to convict Murdoch of killing his wife Maggie and son Paul. About 30 members of the public seated in the courtroom were largely quiet as the verdict was read. The defense asked Judge Clifton Newman for a mistrial and to set aside the jury's verdict.
The evidence of guilt is overwhelming, and I deny the motion.
Murdoch, who is 54, faces 30 years to life in prison without parole for each murder charge. I'm Norman Hall.
Tornadoes in Texas and Louisiana.
Strong winds and rain knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and hundreds of flights into and out of the Dallas area were canceled. In nearby Hearst, Texas, Michael Roberts tells KDFW-TV that the storm tore the ceiling off his apartment.
You can see it coming in. It got really windy, and out of nowhere it hit.
When gusts of more than 70 miles per hour were reported in Texas, teams from the National Weather Service plan today to survey storm-hit areas. I'm Donna Warder.
The Weather Service is warning of heavy snow from the upper Midwest through New England today and tomorrow. A SpaceX capsule carrying four astronauts arrived at the International Space Station this morning. They'll be there for 6 months. China's accusing the U.S. of going after Chinese companies. Several have been hit with limits on access to U.S. technology on security or human rights grounds. Hong Kong firefighters have been battling a massive fire at a construction site in a popular shopping district. Debris has been floating in the air. People in nearby buildings have had to evacuate. This is AP News. Can they sue Donald Trump?
The Justice Department says injured Capitol Police officers and Democratic lawmakers can sue Donald Trump over the Capitol insurrection. In a court brief, the department writes a president does have broad legal latitude for communicating with the public, but no part of a president's official responsibilities include inciting imminent private violence. The brief is part of a federal court case testing the limits of executive power. A federal judge last year rejected Trump's efforts to throw out civil lawsuits by lawmakers and two Capitol officers, saying Trump's words during a pre-riot rally were likely words of incitement. The Justice Department brief has no bearing on a separate criminal probe into whether Trump can be charged over his bid to undo the 2020 election results. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.